Yom HaShoah, or Holocaust Remembrance Day, a day of commemoration for the approximately 6 million Jews who perished during the Second World War, was marked in many parts of the Czech Republic, in synagogues, at public gatherings, and in private, by families whose lives were directly affected by the Holocaust. Anyone passing through Prague's Náměstí Míru on Wednesday could stop to take part in a public reading of the names of Holocaust victims. The event was organized by the Terezín Initiative Institute, the Czech Union of Jewish Youth, and the Foundation for Holocaust Victims. Ruth Frankova caught up with one of the organizers, Michal Frankl, and asked him to say a few words about the event.
What we are doing here at Náměstí Míru in Prague is, and that's how this event differs from the other Yom HaShoah or Holocaust Remembrance Day events, is that we claim a part of the public space, a square that doesn't have anything to do with the Holocaust, at least directly. And why we are doing it? We're doing it in order to show that the Holocaust is not just something which should be commemorated in synagogues or in concentration camps, but that this is something which relates to Czech public, it's part of the Czech history, and it's also part of Prague's history, and it's part of the history of the neighborhood where it takes place, which is Královské Vinohrady, which had a large Jewish population beforehand.
Obviously you are doing it to commemorate the victims, but do you have any other reasons why you organize this event?
Well, the other reason is that we want to show that the case of racial persecution and the attempt to segregate Jews from non-Jews during the Second World War has something to say today, that it's related to perhaps some other events, some other cases of racism that we can witness these days. And in the booklets that we distribute and also in the other materials, we try to show the number of anti-Jewish measures that try to separate Jews from non-Jews, and that's why also the symbol of this year's Yom HaShoah is a calendar, in order to illustrate the quick pace in which these measures, laws, ordinances have been issued. And besides this, what we want to show is that many Jews resisted this attempt to segregate them from non-Jews. There's a lot of position in between how Jews were trying to defend themselves, keep their own space for living and their own dignity.
Can anyone take part in the reading of the victims' names?
Everybody is invited to take part. Come and read a few names. People can also sit down, discuss with us, or there's a small bookshelf with Terezín memorial books and other literature about the Holocaust prepared, so that people are invited to stay for a while and also learn something about the Holocaust.
Why do you commemorate the day on this particular date, the 30th of April?
Well, the 30th of April doesn't have any particular meaning. Yom HaShoah is on the 27th of Nisan, according to the Hebrew calendar, which relates to the beginning of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising in 1943. It's a Holocaust Remembrance Day that relates to the fates of Jews, and it's mainly commemorated in Israel.
That's organizer Michal Frankl on how Holocaust Remembrance Day was being marked this Wednesday. He was talking there to Ruth Frankl.